Well, Yankee fans, you got your wish. We've been calling for it for a while. What the hell took so long? George Lombard Jr. arrives. And in grand fashion, delivers his Major League debut against the St. Louis Cardinals at Yankee Stadium. First at bat, grounded to third, hustles down to first baseline. Just getting his first hit. But then he delivers, crushes a breaking ball deep to left field. And no, Sean, I'm not going to use your home run call. It was corny. Not using it. Sorry. Crushes it for his first major league hit. Home run. And the Yankees beat the Cardinals 2-0. Ryan Weathers was spectacular. You know, he's gone 8 starts this year, when the Yankees have provided 0 run support for him. 0. But he was sensational last night, and the Yankees get a victory in George Lombard Jr.'s debut. Now, the question is, will Yankee fans have his expectations through the roof, or will they let the kid settle in and see how it plays out? Do you know two Yankees come to mind who have homered in their debut games? One, the MVP of this Yankee team, number 99, Aaron Judge. He homered in his debut. Matter of fact, it was back-to-back, him and some jabroni never heard of, back-to-back in a game versus Tampa. And there's the other one who had similar expectations, was talked about forever. And he was just sent down along with Anthony Volpe to the minors, and that's Jason Dominguez, who hit a home run off Justin Verlander in his debut. You have Aaron Judge, a Yankee legend, Jason Dominguez, a Yankee disappointment. Both were talked about ad nauseum. The expectations, what they expect to be, what do you expect from these guys? And Aaron Judge has lived up to that, and Jason Dominguez has not. Now, will Yankee fans learn from this? Will the fan base learn to temper their expectations? Or just say, to hell with it, this kid's the next? And you already see it online. Oh, the next Derek Jeter. Relax. Let the kid be him. Let him be George Lombard Jr. And you know what was crazy? Last night, his family, they had plane tickets to go see their other son, Jacob, play his debut for the Marlins minor league team. And they both homered in their second at-bat, debuting with their respective ball clubs. You talk about a family that's flying on cloud nine right now. The kid looked good at short. Everybody has said his defense is ahead of his offense. His defense was major league ready. His offense, he gets off the slow starts, and then he takes off. Well, hitting a home run in your first big league game, that's no slow start. And you know what's going to happen around here. And I just warn Yankee fans to please be patient with him. We've seen prospect after prospect, top prospect after top prospect in this town walk through these doors, whether it's at Yankee Stadium, Shea Stadium, or Citi Field, and have flamed out and never, ever lived up to the hype. We can go over the top prospects in organizations, top prospects in all of baseball, as a matter of fact, that have failed. I mean, as a Met fan, we know about ours. Ha! Plenty of them. But for the Yankees, it's been really, really recent. In the last 10 years, Aaron Judge and Jason Dominguez. And the difference is huge. When Jason Dominguez hit his home run off Justin Verlander Everyone was going crazy. This is it. This is the next guy. The next big star. This is it. Judge is going to pass the mantle to him. Pass the torch to Jason Dominguez. The Martian. Had a nickname. A guy who was talked about since he was in diapers. Never lived up to the hype. Had moments. Never lived up to the hype. And now he's in AAA with the guy who George Lombard Jr. replaced in Anthony Volpe. Anthony Volpe was talked about ad nauseum as the next great Yankee shortstop. Won a gold glove and then has been the punching bag for Yankee fans for the last couple of seasons. That's crazy. George Lombard Jr. in one at-bat has the same amount of home runs as Anthony Volpe's had all season long. One! Now, do I think Anthony Volpe's time as a Yankee is done? No. I think he'll be back up here. Platoon player. They better have him playing second base in the minors. They better have him playing all over the infield. Second, short, third. Cleaning the dirt between innings. Doing all those things. I can see him coming up and being a key piece off the bench. Especially late game situations, we need a pinch runner. Every team needs one of those guys. And plus, he can play the infield. The only thing I didn't like is Paul O'Neill took a shot at the shortstops that have been there this season. When George Lombard Jr. made the play in the hole through the second, turning a double play with Jazz. You saw Luis Garcia Jr. point at George Lombard Jr. Way to go, kid. And O'Neill said, and I'm paraphrasing here, we haven't seen that all season long at short. I call BS. I'm sure Caballero's done that this season. And I'm sure Volpe's done that at least once this season. It wasn't this, oh my God, Ozzie Smith spectacular play. It wasn't. I think it was just Paul O'Neill hyping up the kid. Caballero's done a hell of a job for the Yankees here. He has. He's been that bulldog for them. That jack of all trades, that Swiss Army knife. Playing all over the place. And I think when it's all said and done, he'll be platooning at third with Ryan McMahon. In game one of the playoffs, whether it's the three-game series to start, five-game series, seven-game series, whatever. Jose Caballero will be starting game one or whatever round the Yankees are playing in. He's earned that right. And I think that's the best lineup you could have with him in it. The speed that he brings. And then you could move him all over the place if need be. What a difference this lineup looks like from a week ago. The jolt of energy from George Lombard Jr., Luis Garcia Jr., Ramos, I mean, he's going to be an adventure. You saw in left field, the ball was hit to him. He looked like a lost puppy, a deer in headlights. He's lucky he caught that ball. Hits left-handed pitching. Supposedly, he's going to be playing every day in the outfield. We'll see about that. But what a difference this lineup looks like right now. And like I said, catching was not the number one priority. It was getting relief help, which they did not get. That was the main thing for me. Giving some much needed relief, no pun intended, to this bullpen, which has been good. Very good. But can these arms last to the end of the season? Again, Hedrick. That guy pitches every damn day. He was in again. Every day. Fernando Cruz, I feel like he's warming up every day. You're playing with fire. A guy that's been thought to be going to the bullpen when he comes back, Clark Schmidt, he had a BP today, and he was shut down. It was supposed to be three innings and ended up being two. And now he's going to be reevaluated by the doctors. Ryan Weathers could be an option to the bullpen. You know, the stuff he brings to the table throwing 98 for an inning out the pen. Carlos Rodon's on the way back. In a three-game series that the Yankees happen to play in the first round, one of those starters is going to be in the bullpen. But last night was about George Lombard Jr. Welcome to the big show, kid. You delivered. Looked comfortable at short. Didn't look overwhelmed by the moment. That's what you want to see from your stud prospect. And he delivered. You know, he had so much hype right now with him that MLB The Show, the video game, I sent a picture to Evan. They already put out a 99 card for him, just for him, for his debut. So the hype is real. We've heard about him for a long time. Now we see why Brian Cashman didn't want to part with him. And again, I would have not traded George Lombard Jr. unless it was for a schoolboy. That type of guy. Not from some, you know, often injured all-star catcher from Baltimore who's now a Red Sox. Not for Hunter Goodman who stinks behind the plate. It would have been for a one-of-one type guy. And that's Tarik Skubal, who debuted for the Dodgers last night in a loss. And looked good. And they lost 5 in a row to those Dodgers. My only thing to Yankee fans is, what is George Lombard Jr. going to be? Is he going to be the next guy? Or will he be Jason Dominguez? Or somewhere in the middle? Which one would make you happy? Now, we know how fans, what we do, right away. Boom, Hall of Famer. Let's put his number in Monument Park, 96, which won't be his number next season, unless he falls in love with his number and says, screw it. Let me be 96. I'll make this my number. Aaron Judge was 99. Why the hell not 96? But off to a great start. I just hope Yankee fans let the kid ease in. But we know what fans do. Expectations for the kid are going to be through the roof.